I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a sunny sky today, a high around 87 degrees. More movement in budget negotiations in Springfield as Illinois House Democrats have now introduced their own budget plan. State House reporter Brian Mackey has more.
The Democratic budget would fully fund Illinois government for the first time in 2 years, but the plan is going to need Republican support to actually pass. House Speaker Michael Madigan says it incorporates a lot of suggestions from Republicans.
I'm not saying that this is perfect. I'm not saying that it completely meets every request of the governor.
But Madigan says it would spend less than the budget Governor Bruce Rauner introduced in February. Taxes would have to go up to meet these spending levels. Democrats say that aspect of their plan is still being worked out. I'm Brian Mackey.
With Illinois' new fiscal year starting this Saturday, local school leaders are sounding the alarm that without state funding, some may not be able to open this fall. Mike Gouch is district superintendent for Harrisburg Schools. He says, like many other districts, he can't absorb another year without full state funding. And he says they can't wait for a delayed budget either.
It can't be done in September and October because Debbie McGowan, Lily Johnson, and Lindsay Dunn are going to be home, and we're not going to have school those weeks because we're not going to have the money to keep the building open.
Gouch spoke at a special Fix the Formula forum in Harrisburg last night. Advocates for Senate Bill 1, which changes school funding formulas and addresses unequal levels of state support, say lawmakers have passed the bill. They now want Governor Bruce Rauner to sign it. Attorneys in a lawsuit over $2 billion in unpaid Medicaid bills say court-ordered talks to resolve the issue have made no progress. They're asking a judge to order the state to start paying $1 billion a month as it heads into its third year without a budget. The request, in a filing yesterday in Chicago federal court, comes 3 weeks after Judge Joan Lefkoe ruled Illinois isn't in compliance with previous orders to pay the bills. She also says the sides have to work out a deal on a level payment, ensuring critical medical care for the most vulnerable. The latest filing says the parties are at an impasse. There's a hearing on that case later today. As a Kansas firm's application for hydraulic fracturing plants near Enfield made their way through the IDNR's permitting process, proponents say allowing fracking would create needed jobs. But Rich Whitney of the group Southern Illinoisans Against Fracturing Our Environment says not all those paychecks would go to local people.
Of course, we don't concede the argument about jobs, since I think experience shows that many of them will be brought in from outside and would not be creating local jobs.
The company, Woolsey Operating, is seeking to start this fracking in White County. They have to resubmit their application to the IDNR after an error was found by the agency in the original application. A request seeking comment has not yet been returned. Sunny skies today. Expect a high of 87. I'm Jennifer Fuller.